Blog Talk Radio.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if the seven sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life, your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come?
guys, and welcome back to Keeping It Real with Cindy. I'm so glad. I have a full chat room, a full switchboard. This is what I love. Okay, you guys are just rock. You are so cool. By the way, this song is one I'm playing all the time now for the start of the show. It's called Blessings by Laura Story. Today we have like a really special guest. He's been on the show before, and I absolutely love having him. He's got such great, great energy, Anthony Maraca. And most of you know him, not all maybe, so I'll tell you a little about him. He struggled years with addiction and started to question his purpose in life. And in the lowest point, he began praying to God, surrendering. It was in that moment that his spiritual awakening began. Things started to happen and didn't make sense. He started to hear and feel things that were not from this world. And suddenly, like so many, teachers showed up where there were none. So, you know, Anthony had quite a few struggles. And I think it's part of what I love about him is he's so real. And, of course, with my show, Keeping It Real, he's very, very real. He'll keep it real with all of us. And that's kind of a blessing to me. There's not a whole lot that do that. But without further ado, I'm going to bring him online because I'm really excited to have him here. And so, Anthony, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Actually, I'm so excited that you're here again. And it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. God, when was the last time I was on?
I don't know, but it feels like it's been quite a while. And
yeah.
I'm always excited because of your energy and your honesty. I mean, how many psychic mediums out there talk so honestly about the struggles in their past? And you do. I mean, even on your website.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big part of my story, right? And everyone has a story, but, you know, it's funny you said that, because one time I was writing something, this was like 2 years ago. I don't know, my time's always off, but maybe about 2 years ago, it probably was 2 years ago, because my daughter's four already, and I can't believe she's four. Like, I keep telling people, like, me and my wife got together 3 years ago, but my daughter's four, so it's impossible, you know? But I remember writing something on Facebook around something that, I don't know, someone got shot in North Carolina, and because a guy ran from a cop, and I posted something on my personal Facebook about it because I ran. You know, I ran from a police officer when I was, in my 20s. And I was actually shot at, but I wasn't killed, and this man was killed. So I don't know if you remember that story. There was a man that ran from a police officer who was, you know, shot in the back, whatever, and he wasn't far. Mm-hmm. He was pulled over for a ticket. And so anyway, I posted something on there around it about that, you know, how lucky I guess I am to be alive. I mean, I know I'm lucky to be alive. You know, I'm grateful to be alive. But in this day and age, if that would have, you know, if I would do that, I potentially could be dead because of how crazy our society has become. But anyway, I posted it, and I had my wife, can you just read this first? Because, I didn't do so great in school. I wanted her to just check and edit it for me if she could. But she said, are you sure you want to post this? You know, are you sure you want to post this? And I looked at her, I'm like, that's my story. You know, this is my story. This is, you know, yeah. I mean, everyone's going to know one day or another that, you know, this is a part of my life and this is how things happen to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any shame in that. Like, no, you know?
Yeah. And I agree. Actually, I think it's what drew me to you at first because it is a difficult thing, I think, to talk about our past and the struggles that we went through, and yet how healing is it to be able to just, you know, say it and let people know. And, you know, I think to me the amazing thing is that it's so real that people willingly accept you because they have their own story. And, you know, a lot of people just don't have the guts to say it, and you did. And so, yeah, it's, like, so cool. And I kind of wanted to tell everybody, if you guys have not gone over to Anthony on Facebook, you need to, because lately he's been posting some really amazing Facebook Lives. I mean, I know you've done it off and on, but you've been doing more lately of the Facebook
Live.
No,
yeah, I have. Yes, it's true. I've been doing more just because of that. Like, I felt Spirit kind of giving me the nudge, like, okay, you know, you do have to tell your story, because there's so many people out there that are just like you. Do you know what I mean? There's so many people that have struggled, you know? I think that's why I don't have that shame, you know what I mean? Or I'm not embarrassed for anyone to know my past, because I'm not still that same person, so I'm not living it. But there's so many people, especially, like, I think you're talking about, I've been doing some more in, like, the mediumship development support group, you know, where I go in there and I'll have a rant about, you know, I'll go live and I'll talk about, you know, self-doubt and mediumship, or, you know, how I used to cancel readings because I was so freaking scared in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, what's the right person come through? And, like, stuff like that. And it was interesting to see, you know, how many people reached out to me afterwards, you know, and said, wow, you know, same thing with me. I was just like that. And so, yeah, you know, I've been doing more videos just because I feel the push from Spirit to kind of, you know, let your story be told, because it's going to help someone in some way. Like, I just posted something on my Medium page, and you know, I know we didn't have, like, this formal topic, too, and I was like, oh, maybe we could talk about that, like, your purpose, you know? I know you actually commented on someone's thing there. I posted today on my Medium business page on Facebook about, you know, everyone has a purpose. You know, everyone has a purpose. You know, what is yours? You know, where is your heart saying? Or, what, you know, some would say it's your soul. And I was looking at those, you know, reading the comments, and I was, you know, commenting back to some people as well, and I just thought of the same thing. Like, you know, someone said, like, you know, someone just said about to be happy in this life. And I said, well, you know, happiness comes from within. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we all hear that. But, you know, we can look outside of ourselves to try to make everything happy, but it's just not. It's going to come from within. You know what I mean? From our perceptions and from our own inner peace. And the woman just commented back about giving up. Like, yeah, I'm not going to give up. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, don't give up. You know what I mean? Like, that's the struggle of life, right? We all have that struggle through life, where we have our own issues that we go through, and we can never give up, right? We always want to strive to be better people in some way.
I agree. And, you know, I think part of that comes from fear of what people will think, you know, and that's what I love about you, is you talk real, and just like you were in your videos, of your real fears. And people are afraid to talk about their real fears for the fear of being judged. And it's like, don't do that. Surround yourself with the people that will uplift you and support you and be there for you. And, you know, it's okay that the whole world is not on your side. You know, there's how many billions of people in the world? We surround ourselves with those that, I'm not saying never, you know, I also feel that that diversity is a great learning tool. And so, you know, to have, to listen to other opinions, to me, is like being back in school. If you just stay in yourself all the time and surround yourself with people that think and do like you, then what are you doing? You know, you're not learning. And so, you know, I'm pretty good. Of course, I live in Key West, which, you know what that means. There's a lot of diversity here. And it's funny because it's such a tiny island, but everybody tends to get along. It's a 2-mile by 4-mile island, and people get along. And I have a friend in the hospital right now, and even if somebody gets upset with somebody else, when it comes to the bottom line, they all support one another. It's kind of like the world could learn a little bit from this little bitty island.
But, yeah. Wow, I didn't know it was only 2 miles by 4 miles. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Now, I'm right outside.
I remember saying I was there, but I was young when I was there.
Yeah. You know who's coming here? Somebody that you have your radio show, just like me, So, guys, you need to go to his radio show, too, which we'll I'm going to post and we'll talk about that, too. But Melissa, and this isn't even really out there yet, but MC is coming to Key West the end of April. So that will probably be announced coming up.
That's cool. So is she going to do a dem down there?
Yeah, actually, I got her into the Hard Rock, and she's going to do an event at the Hard Rock, and then we're going to do another event right here at my house.
Cool. Very cool.
I know. And she's excited, of course, living in New York, and you live up north, too. Although you guys have had a mild winter, haven't you? Or no?
Yeah, I mean, listen,
no.
it's supposed to be 60 degrees on Thursday, so I'll take that.
Yeah, like a, what do they call that, Indian summer?
In the
north. But, so, you know, I wanted, I guess, to talk a little bit about also before we get into the rest of it. Do you have, like, events and things like that coming up? And I know you're teaching classes now, too, right?
Yeah. You know, I teach a class here in New Jersey. So I teach an in-person class. And we just actually went to start as a beginner. So we just went to intermediate that class. And that's once a month in North Hailed in New Jersey. I did just take on, you know, it's funny, because of the videos or because of me going on there and just kind of speaking my truth about things, you know, a bunch of people asked me to come and mentor them. So I did just take on a private mentorship. But, you know, I'm really more of, you know, I teach, but I don't teach as much. For me, it's really about mediumship. You know what I mean? It's about doing the one-on-ones,
mm-hmm.
about demonstrations, it's about doing that. I have a demonstration actually tomorrow in Hartsdale, New York, but that's actually sold out already. I have a demonstration March 2nd in Congers, New York. I forget the name of the place already. God, I can't even think. But,
it's on
my
your
next
website.
One. Yeah, it's all there. And I have another demonstration March 11th at the Tara Institute in Nyack, which is really Valley Cottage, but it's Nyack, New York. And that one I'm really excited about because I'm working with Mark David, who's a renowned sound healer. And I'm going to do a demonstration, and then like for 15, 20 minutes at the end, he's going to close out the afternoon on March 11th with a sound healing for those that are sitting there, just so people can start to understand what he does and stuff like that, because I think he's doing an event there. But so I'm excited about that. So I have like three dems coming up actually in the next couple of weeks. That's like
cool.
What I love to do. You know, I love to do, you know, demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
And one-to-ones. And I do, you know, I do teach class and I'll mentor. I just started the mentoring thing just because it just seems to be that there's a lot of developing mediums that need help right now.
Right.
And they're not, unfortunately, you know, I'll say this, maybe I'll get in trouble for it, but, so, you know, unfortunately, some, you know, we want to learn from, you know, the big name mediums. You know, I did too. Look, Lisa
mm-hmm.
Williams. Look, I studied with Lisa. You know, I mean, I've opened for Lisa on tour. You know, thank God for Lisa.
Yeah.
And then, you know, yeah, and then I went and studied with Tony, you know, and the same thing. I studied in England for the year with Tony under a mentorship with him. But it seems, though, sometimes, you know, sometimes they get too full, you know what I mean, or sometimes they get too crazy. And if you have the – I'm not saying if you don't have the opportunity. If you have the opportunity to go study with them or take workshops with them, absolutely. But there's a lot of developing mediums right now that are looking for – good teachers, and I felt like, again, I felt like the push-em spirit, like I would be selfish not to at least take on, you know, 5-6. I really wanted 5 or 6, but I wound up with 7, so
mm-hmm.
I've included that into my schedule right now. So I've just taken on 7 mentees, and I've just actually worked with them this week, and I'm really excited about them to as well, because it's fascinating, really.
Mm-hmm. And it would be, and you know, I kind of, and I'm going to go into a little subject I just want your opinion on, because we have a few minutes before we have to go into calls. And I wanted to see, you know, you had posted, and you do post, I guess what we call the memes, about what I had just said a few minutes ago, which is surround yourself with those that uplift you. And I had an experience just recently where I was called out by a person that didn't know me, that kind of was judging me, but it was, and I don't even know if I should say this on the radio show or not, but I'm going to anyway. It was an extremely religious person that, you know, of course, was telling me I was going to hell and all of these things. And what do you do in those cases, Anthony, when you get called out by people?
I saw your post and I made an angry. I didn't see the details of it because I know you didn't give the details, but I saw your post that the other day and I gave you an angry.
No, I never would.
I was angry at the person for doing this, you know what I mean, to you, clearly not at you. I don't know. I don't get too much of it now, but I did when I first opened my Medium page, you know, my business page back in the, you know, a couple of years ago. I would get those, you know, cuckoos, and I would delete them or I would ban them. But you know, I just recently got. I don't want to say attacked, but I did kind of get attacked which was an old friend, which was the funny part of it, right? Because this is someone that if you don't know my story, I had a serious issue with drugs. I lived near New York City. I became really big into the nightclubs and yada, yada, yada. So this is someone that I used to go to clubs with. We used to party with after you came home from the clubs because, you know, as a, you know, a good addict,
right.
The party doesn't stop then. And so I found it interesting, we went our separate ways clearly, but then, he found Jesus, you know, and listen, mm-hmm. if you get it through religion, if you get it through a 12-step program, I don't care how you get it, but as long as you get it and you change your life around, like I'm like your biggest cheerleader, you know what I mean? I'm anyone's biggest cheerleader in that way, you know, but he literally started messaging me, like private messaging me because he's on my page and follows me and started sending me Bible quotes from the Old Testament. And so I'm not a medium that doesn't understand that in a sense. Like, I'm not going to just jump down your throat about it. You know, let's get into the argument, or let's get into the debate, really, because we don't want to call it an argument. I don't want to give it that energy. Let's get into the debate because I was someone that actually listen to Christian pastors, and I still do, you know what I mean? Because I believe God speaks to them, but not in the dogmatic religious type of a way. So here I am, you know, going back and forth over private messaging, and I'm just saying, you know, he's sending me all these things from the Old Testament, and so I threw him back, like, all right, so in Deuteronomy, you know, it says that every man that rapes a woman needs to marry that woman, you know what I mean? Like, so do you believe in that? And he was like, what are you talking about, you know what I mean? So I would send him that back. It was like, so you believe in this? So how could you just cherry pick what you believe, what you don't believe, you know, that type? And so we kind of went this back and forth, you know? You know, in the end of the day, you know, I said, you know, then he kind of bring up the New Testament. I said, okay, well, let's talk about the New Testament. It was written years after Jesus. And listen, like, Jesus is my homeboy. I'll say that to people. Like, Jesus is my homeboy. You know, again, not in a dogmatic religious way. You know, I have a real connection to Mary. I have a connection to Jesus. And yet, I'm not religious. I was never raised religious. I didn't do CCD or anything funny. My mom bought my sisters but never bought me, so I never had that dogmatic kind of structure growing up. But when I got sober, I had these weird experiences with Mary and dreams with Jesus, you know? And so I believe Jesus, you know, is what we think that Jesus is, but he was saying we are all sons and daughters of God, you know? When Jesus went, you look at it in the same way of, you know, Jesus was kind of the same as Buddha. You know, Buddha went for 40 days, 40 nights and meditated and hit enlightenment. Jesus goes and walks into the desert 40 days and 40 nights, comes back, and he's basically enlightened. You know what I mean? He meets the devil, but it's not really the devil. It's the our own inside. So I would... Not that I want to get into a debate with these people or being called out by someone religious, but, you know, you can't – we don't have this – if we don't have the same belief structure, we don't have the same belief structure. You know what I mean? Like, what is there to talk about? Like, you're never going to – you know, yeah, I think Cheryl or someone – I just looked into the chat room, judgment once again. Yeah, exactly. And did Jesus not say, like, don't judge others? You know what I mean? Love thy neighbor.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so what you're doing is exactly what is what Jesus said not to do. Like this
exactly.
person.
Exactly. It's, again, it's picking and choosing and not abiding by what you're preaching, in a sense. And so, yeah, I agree. And I will not. You know what I do? And I did this in this case also. Is I used to tell my kids all the time when they were growing up that that if a person is being mean or hateful, that you can't be mean or hateful at this and happy at the same time. And so I don't see it as being directed at me. I see it as being something that they're struggling with. And bottom line, I just send them love and walk. And again, going back to the first part of the show, it's there's how many billions of people in the world, and we're not gonna get along with every single one of them or have the same ideas. And, you know, there are some people that like here in Key West, they might have diversity between them, but they manage to get along just fine. And then there are others that don't. And so,
did you know this lady?
It wasn't a lady. It was a man, actually.
All right, so did you know this man?
No, I've never met them. We've been Facebook friends for, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
And but the person, something had happened. I don't know what, because they weren't this way before. And something had happened in their life that caused them to become, and I was going to say angry, but that anger, I think, came from hurt. And it's just a feeling that I got about it. And so you have to look at it like they're struggling. And you're not going to change that for them. They've got to do that themselves. And so to walk away does not mean that they will never be back in my life again. It means that right now they're in a place where they can't cope with me, and I'm not going to deal with that. And you know what I'm saying here? It's like, okay. And people struggle with that, letting go of other people. And yet they'll make themselves miserable for years holding on to someone that pulls them down. And we can't change the other person. We can change ourselves, but do we want to? Do we want to make those changes? And that's, we kind of have to look inward, in my mind, in these situations and decide what would be best. Are we able to make the changes necessary to keep this person in our life and feel good about ourselves? Or do we need to just move on for now? Again, for now. Doesn't mean a year from now it's not going to change.
Yeah.
You know, we all change all the time. And so, you know, I had people coming to me saying, oh, my gosh, did you see this person tagged you and is talking horrible? And I'm like, yeah, but it's okay. I'm okay with it. I won't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even care if other people see it. And so, you know, because knows me.
Yeah,
go ahead.
At the end of the day, everyone knows who you are. You know what I mean? And, like, that's the last thing. Like, that's why I put angry. You know what I mean? When I seen you post it, I put that angry thing because it was like, how could someone do that to Cindy? You know what I mean? Like, as much as I know Cindy, many times I've talked to her, like, I don't, you know, she's just a wonderful person. You know what I mean?
Aw,
like,
thanks.
So it's like, you know, if you're in, you know, if you're in the alignment of yourself, you know what I mean? If you're in that, in your own happiness, if you're in your own soul, if you're in your own spirit, you know what I mean? You're just knowing of yourself, you know, like you said, it just, whatever. It kind of doesn't bother you in some way because
yeah,
you know it's
doesn't.
Really not true.
It's like, it doesn't. It's like, really, it was never about me to begin with. And that's how I have to look at it. It was never really about me to begin with. And so I just moved forward. And I'm just going to keep doing what I do. And, you know, it's not the first time. It probably won't be the last time. And just keep moving forward, doing what you do, whatever your passion is, whatever you feel on the inside, that, you know, what you're drawn to do, like the question that you asked on Facebook. And I did respond to that because I thought it was beautiful. Some of your responses were beautiful responses. And so I wrote that because I, you know, it's nice to see that people are moving in the way that they're drawn to move, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why, I think that's why I posted it, because I was curious to see, you know what I mean? Like, let me ask you, what is yours? You know, what is, like, what makes you tick? What makes, you know, where do you feel drawn? What you, do you feel as, what is your purpose besides just being just an awesome person and doing these types of shows and getting people out, you know, getting people's stuff out there? But what do you feel like, you know, what makes, what are you passionate about? And not just this. I know you're passionate about music. I know that since you moved there, you know, I know that you've done so much for the local musicians down there to help them get out or, you know, do other things for them or promote them in some way. So you're just like this all-around, like, promoter of some sort. But what do you
And that is kind of, if you were to ask me to name one thing, the one thing would be to bring people forward that can help other people. And I see music, and the reason why I started interviewing musicians down here, I see music as a spiritual thing. Music, we can go back at any time in our life and remember that time of our life based on the music from that era. You know what I'm saying? And I see it as spiritual. So it's not really that far from what I do in my metaphysical show. And I love doing it because they're artists, they're amazing people. And they do what they do with a passion no different than you and I. And so it's bringing people forward. And I've always been good with, I was so shy, and I know it's hard to believe, but younger years, I was bitterly, bitterly shy. I had no self-confidence, of course. I was and my sister's out there, and I don't want her to get hurt over this, but I was molested and abused, and so I had no self-esteem. That's why I was shy. And when I first started doing these radio shows, it was because people were calling me, and my calls got to where I had no private time. And so it was calls about life, because I'd already been there, done that. And they're like, okay, can you help me with this? Which was an emotional situation. And when I did my first show, it was to cut down on my phone calls. Not that I didn't care, but that I didn't. I'm only one person. You know what I'm saying here. And so I'm like, okay, so I'm going to do a radio show. And I saw a pattern in people, and I'm like big on patterns. I have been since I was young. That if you go on to Facebook any given day and you pay attention, you'll see a pattern in postings even amongst people that don't know each other. And the pattern is generally they're saying something similar or posting something similar, but their wording is different or their picture is different or whatever. And that's what I did. I would look at Facebook, I would listen to the phone calls that I was receiving in a particular time period, and I would get a guest on the show that could help with that particular situation. And I found out fairly quickly, because I was so nervous, I thought I was going to throw up my first show. But I found out fairly quickly that I was putting my guest in the spotlight, and so I didn't have to be. Do you know what I'm saying there? And right now I am, right? But, but that's probably my passion, is to do what I can to bring some sort of light or open a door or a window in the tunnel that people put themselves in. And that's why you're here.
Yeah,
so, yeah, and I was a caregiver. I took care of my grandma and my grandpa when before they died. You know, I've done all these other things, but
yeah.
It is what it is. But I want to say, we'll take calls here in a minute, guys, because I know you're patiently waiting. But to be able to find Anthony, he's on Facebook. But he also has a website, and it's really easy, just his name. Or actually, it's Anthony Maraca. If you Google it, it'll come up. But it's also, what's the other name? I have it at the bottom of my show.
My other website name?
Yeah.
MediumAnthony.com.
MediumAnthony.
Yeah.
But if you put in just Anthony Maraca, it comes up.
Yeah.
In Google.
I think I did the Medium Anthony too, because everyone always spells my last name wrong through my whole life. Trust me, like when you call in to like pay a bill or you call in to set up service, you know, it's like MRO and they go MOR. I go no, MRO, because it's just very weird to have the M and the R there. So I did Medium Anthony, and then it's just my name, AnthonyMaraca.com.
Yeah, and then the next thing, my sister. That's my sister in the chat room, by the way. Cheryl Farmer, and she's saying hi to Wayne, and so I have to say, and I don't usually curse on air because it's not allowed, but I have my badass producer, that's what he calls himself, screening calls in the chat room, and all of you have probably talked to him already, and so thank you, honey, I love you, and so are you ready for calls?
Yeah, I'm cool. Let's go.
Okay.
Work it out.
And he numbers them for me because I'm like anal about making sure I take them first come, first serve. And so Wayne even numbers them. And I think we lost number one. I think they went off. So I'm checking. You know how Blog Talk is. They never leave them in order. So
yeah.
Our first caller is Michelle, and she has a relationship question. So, Michelle, you're on the air with Cindy and Anthony.
Hi, Cindy and Anthony. How are you guys?
Great.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Did you have a question for Anthony?
I do. So I'm just kind of curious what's coming for love. I just had my 3-year single anniversary last week around Valentine's, so I'm just excited to see what's coming. Thank
cool.
you.
No problem. Let me just tune in with you real quick here. Michelle, right? Michelle,
yeah.
it's interesting actually too, because I just feel like, I know you said you just had a 3-year, so when you guys call in, don't give me any more information. Please just ask your question. But here's the way that I feel this in a sense for you. Like, you've just been stuck in this pattern for a while. That's the way that I keep feeling it too as well. You understand, though, you needed this time off, because I feel like you needed to do some work on yourself, and I feel like you have taken that opportunity to do some of that stuff. For some reason, I keep picking up like there was a forgiveness piece to this. So if you haven't forgiven something, or you haven't forgiven yourself in some way, because I feel like it's also a self-forgiveness thing here too as well, I feel like that's the piece of the puzzle that needed to happen, and that's why I feel like you've been single for so long, to be quite honest with you. So you can be a little pesky, or you can be a little picky. That's really what I want to say. I don't want to say pesky, like pesky because you're picky, but you can be a little picky around who you want, but that's a good thing, right? Because you know what you want. I feel like summer is a big thing here for you, because I keep getting drawn to summer for some reason, around June for some reason as well, too, as well. So I just feel as though as we move into these months here, things are going to start to pick up for you in that area or in that arena. But I feel like by summertime, you've met someone. It really feels to me like a soulmate. So it feels as though this is a good soul connection. Let me be real clear, because like I say this to people, like, soulmate, there's many soulmates in one's lifetime, you know what I mean? So it's not like the only one that you're, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, though, it's a soulmate in a relationship for you. That's the way that I feel. You're done with the playing around, for some reason. I want to say this. So you're done with the playing around of, like, the guys or the people that your partners that you don't want, you know what I mean? Because you mm-hmm. went through all that now. Like, I hate to say it like this, and I can't swear, but, like, you've been through the shit, you know? And so that's really where we, you know, you've done all that, and I guess maybe that's part of where that forgiveness comes in. And you know what you want. You'll get it. The universe, spirit, God, whatever you want to say, the divine is bringing it to you. Surrender to that. Don't be so anxious for it. It's coming, but I feel right around June for some reason. So there's something significant in June with this.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Michelle.
Thanks, Cindy.
You're welcome. And I just love my callers. They're just cool.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even ask. Did you see? I didn't even ask for the validation, so I shouldn't let her go. But not that I need the validation. I'm just curious, where was the self-forgiveness or the forgiveness piece? But I heard her
chuckling. You want me to pull her back on?
Is she still there? Can I just ask her about that?
Of course. All right, so Michelle, I got you back on air because Anthony has some questions.
Okay.
What, do you understand the forgiveness piece, though?
Oh, yes.
My last one.
Very bad. So that makes sense. And yes.
Okay. As long as you got, I just wanted to make sure I was on with you. I heard you chuckle, so I figured that we were hitting something, or we were striking a nerve there, or you understood what I was saying. But I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, I just feel like that's the thing. I feel like you're at the end of it. Like, I really feel like I came through the trenches for some reason these past 3 years in some way. So I feel like you're there. You feel lighter to me there, and that's why I think, like, moving forward, like, the years to come, we're going to be way different than these 3 years that just happened. So you got good things happening.
Thank God. Goosebumps all over. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Cool. Thank you, Michelle, for that.
Oh, thank you.
That was cool. And I just love listening to you. Your energy is so high, it, like, brings everybody up. And so I'm just like, yeah, it blows me away. And it's why I like to have you on the show so much. But, okay, number three, and guys, you know me, I do this in complete order, but my sister actually called and was number three, but number one dropped, so she's next up, and her name is Cheryl, but I call her Sherry. So, Sherry, you're on air with me and Anthony.
Oh, I'm here, you guys. You guys are so great. So my question actually has to do with because of Cindy and Anthony, I have learned a little bit to listen to when spirits are trying to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a situation right now where I am, I have a little competition for something in my life. And I've been having dreams about somebody that used to kind of be my little cheerleader. And he's been coming in my dreams and kind of being there lately, and I'm not sure if he's on my side or not. I'm not sure what he's trying to tell me, but I've had
so
numerous dreams about him. So the
a mediumship reading, yeah.
Yeah. You know, do you see any spirits or somebody in my life trying to tell me which direction to go with the conflict that I'm having in my life right now?
Okay, so I heard the beginning part. So you just want me to connect mediumistically, but was there a real question here? Because I heard about a man that keeps coming in your dream.
And you're wondering
if this person's good for you or not?
No, actually, I'm married, and he was a friend of mine years and years ago.
Gotcha. Okay, so this man's passed,
he's already
though, correct?
Passed.
This man's passed,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Because I keep feeling a man that keeps wants to come around here with me. But I feel like, though, for some reason, like, you guys must have been, like, close buds or, like, best buds at some point. Because I just keeps giving me a feeling like you guys supported each other in some way. So either there was an emotional support there at something, or there was a lot of support around each other here, too, as well. So I keep feeling that for some reason. Would you understand that about this gentleman?
Yeah, like I said, he's going to be my cheerleader, but he passed, and
Don't say anything else, Cheryl. Let me just give you the information. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just have to give you the information in a sense. Because as he just links in here with me too as well, I just feel as though, like, he's still your cheerleader. That's the best way I could say it, because I see the guy, like, jumping up and down here too as well. I feel, though, this man's been past some time here too. But it's interesting. I feel as though he's kicking things off. And I'm going to be real honest with you. I feel him shifting off to the side, and I have a lady that's coming in here too as well. So she feels like a grandmother to me too as well. So you understand that your grandmother would be in the spirit world. I feel like this would be your mom's mom. Would you understand mom's mom being in the spirit world?
Yes.
Yep.
That's fine. Because I feel like she's coming in, and she has more of a dominating energy for some reason right now than this other man. But they're both here, but I'm just going to work in and link in with her, too, as well. I feel like, though, she just wants to give you a swift kick in the rear for some reason here. So I don't know what that's really about, but I feel like not in a bad way. I feel like she's trying to help you, too, as well, or she's been trying to guide you, but you've been not. She keeps telling me that you haven't been following the signs, or you've not been following the signs. That's the best way I could say it, because she keeps giving me this feeling about not following the signs, or there's been signs. I don't know what the butterfly symbolism with between you and your grandmother or you and someone here, but they just keep showing me a butterfly here too as well. Can you understand the butterfly?
Yes.
True? That's fine, because she just keeps showing me a butterfly here too as well, and it's like I want to get you up and get you going. So I feel as though you've come through a lot in life, or you've come through a lot physically in life, because your grandmother keeps giving me that. Can you understand? I just keep hearing cancer. So did grandma have cancer, or someone has cancer?
Yes.
True?
Grandma and her. Both of her and
so you both did. But I feel like, okay, mm-hmm. So grandmother passed of cancer, that's fine, because I hear cancer here. But I feel like also, mm-hmm. like, then she impresses on me like someone has cancer. So if you had cancer, that's fine. But I feel like you beat it, or you beat it, and then it came back, and then you struggled with it again. Or, like, what's – I feel like it's twice for some reason. So did you get it twice and beat it twice?
Well, no, I've only had it once, and I don't know. I may have had it before.
But you may have had it before, but you're not sure. I don't know. She's bringing it to you that way. So I have to just give you the way that she's bringing it to me. I'm not saying that you have, by no means, she's not saying, oh, twice, like you're going to get it right now again. No, she's not saying that.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like you had it twice, or I feel like you had it and then it came back in some way, or you were afraid of it coming back. But there's a real thing here. But for some reason, she just keeps giving me a feeling about, like, getting you up and out. So I feel like
mm-hmm.
for some reason, like, you're holding yourself back on something. What is it that you're holding yourself
mm-hmm.
back?
Which is the exact thing that I was, when I was talking about the gentleman earlier, he keeps trying to push me in my dreams.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm going to tell you right away, validate my grandmother with the butterfly.
Yeah.
I put a butterfly in a jar when I was 8 years old, and she literally made me take the butterfly out and said, this butterfly will die if you put it in the jar.
Oh, so that's like the big evidence. You know, that's good enough for
mm-hmm.
me. That's like her quick way of validating. No, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like she just keeps giving. They both do. So I got to be honest with you. So I feel it's him and it's her. I feel like they both want to kind of give you a push forward. I just know that. And when they impress on me, it's like I want to get you up and out. So that's why I'm not sure what you're holding back on. But I want to
mm-hmm.
get you going. You know, I want to get you going. And I don't know if that has to do with, like, work, but I also feel, though, I feel like you should also be walking in some way. So have you decided to walk again, or have you been walking?
A little bit with physical health. I've got some new medication that's going to help me walk and take a little bit better care of myself. But when you say walking, I think that you're kind of telling me I need to get up and out, because that's what these people are telling me to do. And that's my whole question was, I was confused. What are they telling me to do? And that
so
means get up and walk
you want to know what are they
strong.
Trying to get you to do. I feel
yeah.
like, to be honest with you, I feel like it's physical. So I feel like they want to get you up and going. So I don't know,
okay.
and like I said, I feel like I want to get up and walk. I feel like I want to get out into nature. I feel like, I get it now. Your grandmother also gives me here, too, about there's a forgiveness piece here for you, too, as well. So there's something that
mm-hmm.
you've been holding on to that you haven't forgiven either the person or you haven't forgiven yourself, too. It's actually both. You haven't forgiven the person she gives to me, and then you haven't forgiven yourself there. And I think that's an emotional conflict that goes on within you. That's the feeling she keeps giving me around it. So I feel like that piece, I think there's multiple pieces here to the puzzle. But I feel like the getting up and going, like I feel like it's getting up and taking better care of yourself physically. And I feel like you also need to like start to walk or start doing some exercise in that way.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't feel it.
I want to tell. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just didn't, you know, I thought maybe potentially it was career, but then she brought me back and she like slapped me upside the head. Your grandmother's kind of funny. It's like, no, you're getting
mm-hmm.
this wrong. It's about her taking care of herself. It's about her forgiving herself. And then it's about her taking care of herself. I get real emotional when I just said that, actually. So I know there's something deep down within you, Cheryl, that you need to forgive, and I feel like you're going to have a good cry, like a baby. Not a baby, but like, you know, like a good cry. And when that comes out, when that piece of forgiveness, and your life's going to start to turn around and change from there.
That's wonderful. Take your grandmother's love
and blessings, and this gentleman here too. He's still like jumping up and down, like yeah. We finally got to say it. So just take their love and blessings, and just know that they're there to guide them, and also they are acknowledging you talking to them. So I know that you still speak to them out loud. So they want you to know that.
Oh, that's great.
What's the deal with the white rose?
The white rose?
Yeah.
Well, it probably has to do with my mother.
Why do I want to like? Someone keeps handing me a white rose. Like, I want to hand a white rose. Like, they keep handing me a white rose, and I want to hand it back to you. So when they usually do
surrender,
that.
Surrender?
The white rose? That's fine. If you feel, I thought there could be, if you understand that, that's fine. But to me, I felt like it was something significant with a white rose.
Yeah, because that's what I kind of started the question about, was I'm going through a challenge in my life, and the white rose may mean surrender as opposed to fighting.
Gotcha. So you understand that symbolism as surrender?
Yes.
I could take that then. That's fine. I thought it was something literally with a white rose. But if you understand it, they're using your symbolism or your language to let you know. Surrender. That's it. Surrender to it.
Surrender. Okay. You and my sister have been a blessing in my life. For last time I talked to you also, Anthony, when my sister had a radio show with you on it. You guys are the most wonderful saviors that I can imagine.
Aww.
I fully believe, and because of you is the reason I believe and the reason I try to listen to the spirits that are talking to me. But I don't always get it. You guys do. You always help me, and you always get me through a tough time. And I appreciate you guys a lot.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Sherry.
Anthony. All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
That was cool.
Absolutely.
You were so right on with all of that, because that's my sister, so I know the history. But okay, so we have. Do we have enough time for a couple more, Anthony, or no?
Yeah. If you want me to go shorter, if they just have like a question, yeah.
Yeah. Let's
maybe
do it
two
real
or three.
Quick.
I just don't want to go
again,
too over my time, just because I still have to go do stuff and I have to get ready.
You got kids and you got a full life. And again, you can find Anthony at mediumanthony.com, or just Google him at Anthony Maraca, but also on Facebook. So go like him on Facebook, because I'm telling you, his videos that he does on Facebook are awesome. So I'm going to pull in Linda. And she had a business kind of finance type question. Linda, you're on the air with Cindy and Anthony. And it's got to be quick.
Hi, guys.
Quick,
how are you?
Good.
How are you guys? Good, good, good.
Great.
My question is, I have a business and there's a buyer, and I'm just wondering, is it for real? And when am I out? It's been over 30 years.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, because actually I feel victory and success, like, right off the bat with you. So I feel like this is going to be the real deal, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is going to be the buyer. For some reason, though, I feel like it's been strung along for some time, or there's been some, you know, kind of back and forth already about it there, too, as well. But for some reason, I keep hearing April. So I feel like – I don't feel like the business is sold in April, but I think, like, things get serious in April. Like, maybe paperwork is finally signed and you guys got to do whatever you got to do, go through the books or, you know, kind of wait for his loan to kind of come through or whatever it is. But I feel like April is significant. But I know this is finally it for you here. It's, say your name again.
Linda,
right? Linda,
yep.
I feel, you know, I got to say this too as well, is I feel like a lot of healing energy with you. So are you aware of that within yourself?
Mm-mm.
That's interesting. That might come out at some point. So just remember I'm saying it. I just feel a lot of healing energy with you. So when I get that feeling, like potentially the person should be doing Reiki, potentially the person should learn some sort of modality of healing, but I just feel that within your energy field. So I have to bring that up to you.
Okay.
But yeah, I do feel like when the business goes, like you're going to have some different things, or you're going to have some freed up time, or you're going to have some less stress in some way. I see travels, but I also feel healing too. I feel you're going to get pulled to the healing arts in some way. And why am I going to California?
Maybe because I want to go to Hawaii. I'm going to stop off in California.
If you want to go to Hawaii, that's fine. But I feel like I'm in California. So so you're going. Don't worry, you're definitely going, but I feel like if you have a stop off, you're going to have a stop off there then, because I'm literally in California right now. So just remember that it's been brought up, because I feel like, again, it's coming. But
when do you see
April,
California timing? When do you see like the timing of California?
I feel like it's this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's this year too. I feel like that's towards the end of the summer for some reason, so right around fall.
Okay.
So I feel like that's when you kind of make this trip there too as well. But I feel like everything is wrapped up. I almost feel like this is like your work moon. I guess you call it that. Like, you know, I'm not being serious, but you have the, you know, honeymoon, and then you have a baby. You know, some people have a baby moon. This is like your work moon, or like sell your business moon. You know what I mean? Like after
definitely
the business is kind of all wrapped up, I feel like this is when
Jesus.
You're going.
Definitely. And
you know?
The finances are good and everything? For the
yeah,
future?
Again, I feel like you're going to get what you want. That's just my feeling around it. But again, like something gets serious in April. So whether that be like sign contracts in April, or, you know, the funding comes through in April, but there's something around April that really starts to, you know, holy cow, thank God my prayers have been answered. You've been praying about it, though. I keep hearing that.
Yeah,
so I know that you've been praying
strongly.
About it.
Yeah.
So they hear your prayers. They hear your prayers, because I can hear that clearly in my mind to you. So the divine hears your prayers. So it's coming. It's just not
right.
In your time, like how you want it all the
gotcha.
Time.
Gotcha. It's like my brother around me, like helping through this, or because he just passed away too. So I was just wondering if he's, because he was involved in the business. He was in a tragic car accident. So I was just wondering if he's coming through with this.
Let me just tune off there. Tune off, tune in. I should probably say tune in. Let me get off
tune
my
in,
psychic level
off.
With you and tune in to with him. I get a feeling here. If this is him here, I have a feeling that here that was he. The feeling I keep getting is like he was tried to be resuscitated in some way. Was he? Did someone try to resuscitate him in some way?
Yes.
Because he keeps giving me that, and I almost feel like I was out of my body already, or he keeps saying to me like I was out of my body already at that point, like I was kind of looking down upon it. And it was tragic to you when you got the call, or there's something significant about when someone called you and let you know, because he's acknowledging like someone called you, or like when you found out, like it was just like, I don't think that you dropped the phone, but it was like in that type of a way. Would you understand that?
Yeah, they came to me, the cops. The detective.
Yeah. So they came directly to you. That's fine. But I didn't
yeah.
know that. Like there's something significant around that. I guess it's his way of trying to bring through the evidence of seeing everything that kind of happened there. But again, I'm stuck on the phone thing for some reason. Listen, I feel like did your phone ring and no one was there?
No.
Pay attention to that. I feel like it's going to happen moving forward. Because he has me stuck on the phone for some reason. So I feel like this, like your phone, either like your cell phone's going to get like one of his, like your phone's going to ring from his cell phone, you know what I mean? Or like an old number or something that's going to come up on your phone that like a number of his or his name or, you know, there's something there around this because I feel like he's going to bring that through too as well. So I just remember that he's brought that up. There's also a flicker of your light in your home. Have you seen that?
No.
No, I think you have, so I'm not going to argue with you, but he's shown it
okay.
to me. So I feel like you just haven't paid attention to it. So, again, not like poltergeist we're talking here. It's just a quick flicker of the light. Like you're sitting there and the light kind of flickered real quick, but he's just showing me like he's been trying to get your attention to you there too as well. And someone's been finding change around.
Me.
That's fine because he's been leaving the change. He's been leaving the change. And there's something more significant, though, about the change. Like the next time you find a penny, quarter, nickel, dime, pick it up and look at the year because he keeps superimposing the year here. So I feel like the year will be significant, like the year of his death, the year of someone's birth, but there's something significant around the year. So remember that. It's not just the coin there too as well. And what is the deal? Someone's been talking about getting a tattoo?
Me.
That's fine, because he's acknowledging the tattoo, the tattoo. So you've literally been thinking about getting a tattoo from him?
I was going to get a tattoo on my wrist with his name on it, or an
That's
angel,
fine.
Something.
That's fine. He's acknowledging it and says thank you for it too as
Aww.
Well. So he is definitely around you, clearly, as you can see. I do feel as though he had a good sense of humor, though. Do you remember this about your brother?
Yes. He was my twin.
Yeah, he's like a jokester here in a sense too. He has a good sense of humor here too as well. He really, I don't know why I'm gonna go back up to the tattoo for some reason. He really thanks you for the idea of it. It's up to you if you want to get it. I feel like you are gonna get it though, to be honest with you. Now that's psychically, that's not from him, but I do feel like you are gonna get it. But he's just bringing up about the symbolic part of it there too as well, and it keeps giving me a red rose to hand to you. So again, there's something significant about the red rose here too as well. So I don't know what the red rose is for you, but he keeps handing it to hand to me to hand to you. When they do that, it's usually because someone has done that for them in
okay.
some way here too as well. And who has the two kids?
Three. My mom had two sets of twins.
Oh, two sets of twins? That's fine, because I just felt like two, like, kids. So if you had two sets of twins, that's fine. Then he's acknowledging that there, too, as well. Hold on. He's doing something else here I find very significant. There's something about the month of June, too, that he's bringing me to. When they bring me that, it's usually a birthday anniversary of passing. Doesn't necessarily have to be his, but someone here in the family that he's trying to acknowledge. Would you know the month of June being significant?
Yes, I was in a very bad car accident, and he
That's
was.
Fine.
Yeah.
Would you understand though? Like you're lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Because he keeps saying, "Oh, like he brought me to June." He says to me it's significant, and then he says, "Lucky to be alive." So if you're lucky to be alive, that's fine. As well, it's just your brother's way of showing you he's definitely around you guys there, and still very much a part of the business, even though he's not here. He's there in spirit with you, but leave it to him. That's what he says to me. Leave it to him. He'll take care of it. So you'll get what you're looking for, and it's courtesy of your brother.
Aw, thank you. Thank you very much.
You must have had a dream of him too. Have you been? Have you had a dream of him yet?
Oh, I'm dreaming of him. I'm thinking of him. Everything, anything.
Yeah.
He's in
not
my
just,
head.
Yeah, not just the thinking though, because that it's understandable. But that's just not the evidence to me. But he's pulling away. Really, you're pulling away. He's not going anywhere. As we're closing up here, he just gives me the thing here that you've had. He's been in your dream. He's been in your dream. That's what he keeps saying to me. So that's as good as him walking through the door now and saying hello. You don't need a medium for that. But he's acknowledging visiting you in the dream.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Anthony.
Thanks so much, Linda.
And Cindy, too. Thank you. Have a blissful day.
You, too.
You, too.
Thank you. Take
Sorry. You know what? I'm sorry, Linda. It was like that thing where I put her on pause, and I didn't know she was still talking. I didn't mean to do that. I love you. I was really grateful that you called in. I know it's time for Anthony to go. He's got a full plate, and I am, like, more than grateful that you were here for the show today, and I know sometime in the future we're going to do this again. So, God, just know we will do this again. And but I wanted to say thank you, and again, find Anthony at Anthony Maraca through Google or mediumanthony.com or on Facebook. And go to Facebook, I'm telling you, listen to these videos he does because they're way cool and always positive and uplifting. And anyway, I love you, Anthony, and I mean that in the purest sort of way.
I get it. I love you, too. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again. And, yeah, anytime, you know, we'll set up another date for a little bit down the road, but I'll come back.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that. Maybe for sometime in the summer. And so, guys, look for him to come back. I'm sorry if you didn't get picked up But, you know, it's only the two of us. It's like we only have so much time. And so just wait, you know, call back another time. But, Anthony, I have to let you go. So, again, love you. I love all my listeners. I'm going to play a song, and I have some announcements after Anthony hangs up. But thanks, Anthony.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. So, guys, here's the deal. Oh, my God, I'm still, like, beaming with energy from Anthony being here. But next week, I have a co-host, which some of you know, Stephen Rebell. But we have Debbie Edwards coming on, and she hasn't done radio in quite some time. And I think she's going to be, like, one of the most interesting people for us to interview. You can find her by looking on Facebook at Debbie Edwards. Just put it in the search engine. And then I was going to have Jackie LeBeau on the 7th, but she had to cancel, and we're going to reschedule her, which worked out perfect because my best friend from junior high school is coming into town that day. And so I might skip that week, actually, so that I can spend some time with her. But hold on to your seats, guys, because on the 14th, we have Paul Young, and he is the guy that wrote the book The Shack. If you haven't heard about that, do a quick Google search on The Shack. The movie is coming out on, I think it's the 3rd or the 4th of March, and then he's coming on the show on the 14th. And his story is absolutely amazing. And, yeah, I'm sorry, and Vivian just pointed out, you can find Debbie Edwards on Facebook also. But Paul Young will be here on the 14th of March. I've got some open dates, but I'm scheduling those. I'm just waiting for a couple of people, the 21st and the 28th, I've put out there. Pat Longo will be back on again. She's an amazing healer, and she's worked with other mediums, and so you guys will actually love her too. When we move into April, we have, who's in the chat room right now, Renee Richards is coming on the 18th. I've been trying to get her booked forever, and I can't wait. And I'm sure we're going to have amazing things to talk about. Anybody that doesn't know Renee, do a Google search, Renee Richards, and look her up. She's really cool. I'm also going to have Leanne Thomas, and she'll be on the 11th. I kind of bypassed her. But I have some fill-in dates. I'm just waiting for responses, which is Pat Longo and some of the others. And I have to tell you guys, I'm blown away by your support. Without you, I wouldn't have a show, literally. And so you have no clue how much I appreciate you. I just can't even go there. It's like my heart is just full right now that you all showed up. And so I'm going to play. And, you know, I live in Key West, and I interview musicians here. And so I have songs of theirs that I've had permission to play. And I'm going to play a song by one of the musicians here that has an absolutely amazing voice. Her name is Adrienne Z. And I'm going to play a song that she wrote called Back on the Road to end the show. But again, know you're appreciated and loved. And be kind. Just be kind. And we'll see you next week. Love ya. Bye-bye.
I could walk around all day thinking how you did me wrong. I could waste my life away being mad all day long. But the feeling I get that leaves me satisfied is opening my eyes. What a great life I could live every day when I love the little things, trying harder every day. I'm a bird.